It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs City Council is working on forming a police advisory committee. Council members heard two proposals from community groups Tuesday. Justin Baker presented one proposal from a group of young activists saying he hopes action by City Council will help build trust in the community.
We don't want to be the too late story. You know, we want to prevent that, and we want to set Colorado Springs up for success and move us in the right direction through transparency and accountability.
Council members will vote next week on creating a police advisory committee. A student group at the University of Colorado Boulder is calling for the school to sever ties with Boulder's police department and cut funding for campus police. Ruth Waldemichael is with CU's Black Student Alliance.
We have so many stories from community members and students and faculty members that have been targeted by city police and by campus police. So we need to defund the police and add anti-racist training.
The group has asked that money allocated to campus police be redirected to hire and train more faculty of color and to recruit more students of color. In a statement, CU Boulder says the police department has implemented training on implicit bias and de-escalating conflict. A Denver-based energy company has paid nearly $700,000 to resolve allegations over an illegal oil and gas well. The U.S. Attorney's Office says PDC Energy failed to have a lease or a permit when it drilled the well in Weld County in 2013. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo will go on this summer with some changes because of the pandemic. The fair's board voted Tuesday to approve new guidelines. They could affect activities including the fair's dog and horse shows, rocketry, and a junior livestock show. Admission will be free to the state fair, which runs from late August through Labor Day weekend. Pueblo has high fire danger this afternoon and highs near 100. This is CPR News.